2 weeks in a row, Chi High went toe-to-toe with some of the best in the BRC, but fell just short each time. Now they'd take a long road trip north, looking to right the ship in Superior.
Good evening and welcome to chillier Superior, Wisconsin. Still a beautiful late September day, but about 13 degrees cooler here in Superior than it was back home in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Matt Downey tonight. The fall colors starting to show, the sun starting to set, and it is Hall of Fame night and homecoming here at Superior as the winless Spartans, 0-5 on the season, are looking for their first win against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, who are trying to stay alive in the playoff race. They are 1-4 on the year and still looking for their first victory in conference play. From the pistol on 4th and 4 from the Chi High 49, 2nd, 4th down. Smith back to pass, goes left side, big hit at the 41-yard line, might have been dropped beforehand, laying the wood on that play. Owen Munson, and it's Chi High football. Chi High still in their first possession. Jalen Smith gets the call left side. He puts his foot in the ground, dancing his way inside the 5, dives to the end zone. Jalen Smith, touchdown Chippewa Falls. The junior from the pistol trips right, single receiver wide, wide to the left. Immediate pressure, nowhere for Smith to go, and he is pulled down and sacked. Aiden Kidd was in on that stop. Eisenberger may have been the first helmet to the ball. Carson Smith. Smith, immediate heavy pressure, chase from behind, rolled down and sacked. Credit that time for Chippewa Falls, the sack going to Chase Frederick, the senior. Double wing, double tight. Weiler under center. Weiler to Jalen Smith. Smith following his blocking left side into the end zone for the second time tonight. Jalen Smith from 6 yards out this time. It is 13-0 Chippewa Falls. Again, the kickoff sends a high into the lights. Picked up on a run at the 18-yard line. Straight ahead. Ball is loose at the 28. Chi High saying they have it. Do they? If they do indeed. Waiting for the call. Chi High football, the first turnover of the season forced by the Cards. 1st and 10 from the 29 of Superior. Weiler with two wingbacks and a fullback, sending Banky in motion. Weiler back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure. He's going deep, looking for Jalen Smith. Catches it inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown from 29 yards out. A hat trick of touchdowns for Smith.
You lull him to sleep with the double wing, getting him sucked up, and then you can sneak in behind him.
4th and a short 1 for Superior. Give right up the middle. Chi High. A hit right at the line of scrimmage. Colin Clary and a host of Cardinals say no. That's Talon Schiltz. Schiltz turning the corner. 25-30, 35-40, and Schiltz a big hit at the 45-yard line. He pops right back up. Talon Schiltz showing the speed. Both Schiltz boys are in the backfield right now. Look out. 1st and 10 from the 44. Gavin Schiltz left side. Schiltz, 50-yard line, 45. He's in a foot race. 30-yard line and taken down from behind. Gavin Schiltz and Talon Schiltz. Consecutive gashing runs for Chippewa Falls. 1st and goal from the 4. Weiler under center. Double wing, double tight. Right side, Tyler Banky. Banky picking his way through traffic. Banky darts to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. It's 33-0, Chi High. Left side, hard run for Chippewa Falls. A stiff arm and still loose inside the 25. And down to the 20, Deegan McGinnis, the sophomore. Try to punch one in, and that would certainly bring the crowd to life. Lundgren, delayed give, Chi High blows it up in the backfield. Nowhere to go. Let it trickle to triple zeros. And as we hit zeros at the NBC Spartan Sports Complex in Superior, your final score, Chippewa Falls 35, Superior nothing. Chi High, their first Big Rivers Conference victory of the season. They are now 2-4 on the season. Superior falls to 0-6.
A bounce back in a big way. But for Chi High, the test gets even tougher this Friday night as they head east to face the WVC leaders, the DC Everest Evergreens. It's time for Chi High football on WOGO Sports. Chi High football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson-Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to beautiful Schofield, Wisconsin, site of this Western, rather a WVC conference game against the Big Rivers Conference. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 2-4 in the year against the 4-2 DC Evers Evergreens leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Caleb Swenson with Alan Dunham and our video operator Gavin Bovey on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're also on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Chippewa Falls on the road at Steam Stadium, Stephen Hagen Field here at DC Everest High School. And Alan Dunham, Chi High, getting that win on the road at Superior. Need to be road warriors yet again this week as they're coming out here to a pumped-up homecoming crowd. It is a jam-packed Steam Stadium here tonight.
I had the opportunity to drive the team bus over tonight, and it was a little bit hard to get to the school because they had so many roads blocked out for the parade. I mean, great environment for high school football. You get a little bit pumped up just coming in here, seeing all the people. The Friday night lights are out now as the season gets later into the year. And if you love football, this is a place you want to be.
When you look at the history of DC Everest football, again, Coach Stephen Hagen, whose name is on the field, Wayne Stephen Hagen, just his pedigree as a phenomenal coach, brought them so many times to state tournaments, and they got within a whisker of getting back to the state championship game at Camp Randall last year. They got hot at the end of the year. They lost their first two this year, have won four in a row. Chi High trying to do the same thing, trying to get hot at the right time.
Yeah, you can see the billboard here at the end of the field, seven state championships, certainly a lot of pride, a lot of history here, but all that stuff goes out the window, you know, when you line up to play football. It's just these 11 on that 11 right now, and just see who's more prepared, who's hungrier, who's ready to play. And one thing that was noticeable to me being with the team earlier today is that there's a focus, a noticeable intensity about this team, so I'm excited to see how they come out and perform tonight.
I certainly saw that with all the hoopla and the rah-rah that you would expect from homecoming on the opposite side. When I was down the field interviewing Coach Rakovich, which we'll hear shortly here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it was interesting how quiet the team was. Not quiet out of fear, but quiet out of confidence and resolve. And I'm excited, very excited to see what the Cards bring here. We're back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports, thanks to our radio board operator, Colin Nichols, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Back in 2.5. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's the WVC against the BRC tonight. Beautiful Steam Stadium in Schofield, Wisconsin. DC Everest Evergreens leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, who are still fighting for a playoff spot, here with head coach Braden Mitchell of DC Everest. Coach, a little bit of a tough start to the season, but 4 straight since then. What's been key to really getting this train rolling?
Playing against the Big Rivers, that's really good competition, as you've seen with that conference. Like, they do a heck of a job over there. We found out a lot about ourselves. We had to make some adjustments after those first 2 weeks, and I think we've started playing some good football. We've been running the ball well and controlling the line of scrimmage, so that's been huge for us. And then, just starting to get things going in the right direction for us.
Coach, if last year proved anything to your program, it's that when you get hot at the right time, you can really make a run. And I'm sure that's brought even more belief in this system.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, last year we had a good group that did exactly that. You know, we ran into Chippewa Falls last year and had a shootout with them. But I think in the long run, it helped us refocus and get us on the right track as we made that run. I think that, that's what high school football, that's what football is at all the levels, right? It's getting hot at the right time and building that momentum as you head into playoffs.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in this year's Chippewa team? Obviously, the record isn't great, but still they have the chance to make the playoffs, so they're hungry. And if they don't turn the ball over, they run the ball on most everybody.
Yeah, they're big up front and they have speed, like 2 things that you really want in a football team. And, all week we've talked about that, their record maybe doesn't look the greatest, but they've lost to teams that we've lost to, right? So like we said, that conference is really tough over there. They're going to be a good team, and I'm expecting a big game out of this one.
Coach, have a great night tonight and the rest of the way. We're looking forward to it.
Awesome, thank you.
And Coach Mitchell of DC Everest back with Coach Rakovich of the Cards, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports Live from DC Everest, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube here with head coach Chuck Rakevich. And coach, a lot of hoopla here tonight. It's their homecoming. The stands are packed. They're leading the WVC, but you have a chance to come in and keep rolling something you started last week.
Yeah, you know, the past couple of weeks, I'd say the past 3 weeks, we've gotten better and better and better, and I can't wait for kickoff. I feel pretty good.
Coach, what's DC Everest doing well this year that you say, hey, we got to make sure we're sharp in that area?
They do the same thing they always do. They're big. They got good athletes, and if they can run on you, they're going to run on you. If they can throw on you, they'll throw on you. So we got to protect the field.
Coach, as far as playing complementary football in all three phases, really started to do that the last few weeks. And getting that first turnover, you just kind of hope it starts a chain reaction.
Boy, that was something else. What was it, six games in, we hadn't had a turnover yet. So, yeah, that felt pretty good, and hope we get a couple more tonight.
All right, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Alan, we'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about a winning streak.
Thanks, Caleb. Good luck to you guys.
Head Coach Chuck Rakevich on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Winning, a rush of exhilaration. Winning, the triumph of victory. Winning, bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, Stephen Hagen Field here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe there. Colin Nichols at the WOGO home base in Halley as our audio producer. And it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Alan Dunham, 1-0 since last week, trying to go 2-0 against the leader in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. What does Coach Rako's crew need to do tonight?
Well, it's it always feels like kind of the same thing that we're talking about. I know on defense, they've got to really bow up against the run. So if they can make them a passing team, they're going to have a lot better chance tonight because Everest really wants to run the football, I believe. And then for us, just sustain those drives. We're not a big play offense, so we've got to sustain drives, have those 10-play, 12-play drives to score.
Toyson Ford, Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Everyone's so excited. They're starting the game 5 minutes early. So let's get underway here. Kickoff received at the 2-yard line. Straight ahead. That's Schiltz. Schiltz, 25, 30. Schiltz, 35. Still on his feet. Up to the 41-yard line. Gavin Schiltz. And Chai High. Good starting field position to begin as the speedster, the junior Gavin Schiltz, gets things going.
Really nice return by Gavin. He took that but inside the 5-yard line and just weaving his way through those. Both Schiltz boys are really shifty, quick runners. And great return, and good job blocking. There was a lot of green space there for him to run in.
Chi High 35-0 winners over Superior last week, 39-7. DC Everest drubbed Eau Claire North. Evan Weiler, the senior signal caller, under center. Double wing, double tight formation, Chi High. Flip right side, that's Banky. Banky, the junior, twisted down in the backfield. He got back to the line of scrimmage and no further. On first down, if you need anything glass, new mirrors, a quality shower door, even garage doors as well, too, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass at Chippewa Falls, a proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Sports for over 3 decades. White City Glass.
Evan Weiler, second game starting at quarterback. Smith and Banky with the wingbacks and Zenner at the fullback.
Weiler was 5 of 6 for 100 yards last week against Superior, including the first touchdown pass of the season. No gain on first down. Ball switched the opposite hash. Second and 10 from the 43. Weiler, wheels, gives to Jalen Smith. He picks his way right back to the line of scrimmage and no further. Stout defense up front for the Evergreens.
Yeah, we pulled our right guard, right tackle on that, and they were just met with resistance immediately. It was just a big pile. Nowhere for Smith to go at all.
And if you're just joining us, it's homecoming night. Absolutely jam-packed Steam Stadium. Appreciate our hosts here. Beautiful night. We are outdoors here tonight, but I'm not complaining because it's probably a little cooler out here than it would be in the press box on an 80-plus degree evening.
I can already tell we're going to be pretty deficient on the light.
Chi High now will spread them out. Trips to the left, single receiver right, third and 10 from their 43-yard line. Weiler takes a shotgun snap. He's rolling out to his left, scanning downfield, tipped up in the air, and almost intercepted at midfield. Dangerous throw there, and Chi High goes 3 and out against the Everest defense.
Yeah, that pass looked like intended for Owen Munson. DC Everest, nice job. Everybody was covered up pretty well. There wasn't anybody running free, and a really good series start for Everest on defense. Chi High, fortunately, has pretty good field position to start with, so when they're punting, they're at least punting from the 44.
Colin Clary, all-conference punter, heavy pressure. He's going to get off a line drive.
Oh, good roll.
That takes a really nice Chippewa hop inside the 10-yard line to about the 9.5. And Clary, the weapon that he is on special teams, really in all phases of the game, Clary will probably call his name on offense, defense, and specials tonight. Sets the Evergreens back.
Yeah, that's really big on special teams. It wasn't a beautiful looking punt. It was kind of a low line drive, but it was away from the returner, and the ball hit. Did a nice roll, and probably got 20 yards on the roll.
Ty Rohde is the sophomore quarterback, 5'9", 170. Also may serve as their punter tonight, first and 10 from the 9-yard line. Rohde, the pitch right side, big crease across the 15-yard line, cut down just shy of the 20. And actually, they're going to give him 10 on first down. So Everest, first and 10. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Rohde, left-handed pass too deep. He was looking for that little pop pass for his tight end past the 25-yard line.
Yeah, the quarterback lines up in a shotgun about 5 yards deep, and the running back's like 1 yard behind him. They trips left, and then the tight end on the right side just did, like you said, just did a quick little fade, and the ball was thrown well over his head.
Second and 10 from their own 19-yard line for the Everest Evergreens. Corbin Enzeroth, 5'10", 175-pound junior, senior rather, in the backfield. Left-handed throw, knocked loose at the 35-yard line. Good coverage on the play from Owen Munson. Mason Hyde was the intended recipient.
Yep, nice job. Like I say, again, this is trips left, and this time the quarterback rolled to the left and looking to find something in the zone. And Musser did a good job from his outside linebacker position, getting back into coverage, almost getting his hand on the football.
So third and 10 for the Evergreens. Chai High, great starting field position, went three and out. Now DC Everest, one first down, but hoping for more as they're still backed up to their own 19-yard line. Rohde, the lefty, the sophomore, under pressure, floats it out left side, and it's almost picked off at the 26-yard line, going high for it, Gavin Schiltz. Now, he had a lot of green in front of him if he pulled that down.
You know, I'm sure thinking about the sidelines, you had one run, you got 10 yards. That's pretty good. And then you come back and you throw three times in a row. They all were not real accurate throws, and so you go 0-3 on those throws, and now you're punting from your 19-yard line.
Caden English is the punter, the senior. Again, Coach Braden Mitchell told me that their quarterback could also serve as the punter, which certainly makes things dangerous in terms of fakes. Boot high into the air, short, and fielded by Jalen Smith near the 43-yard line. And Chai High, I think, would trade that 8 days a week.
Yeah.
The switch and field position. And you talk about the impact of Colin Cleary and that phenomenal punt that he made that rolled inside the 10.
So we punted from about our own 43, and now we're getting the ball back after they've had their series at their 43-yard line. So absolutely, that was a good trade, and that's a lot on special teams.
Again, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Weiler brings his team to the line. No score, 9:21 to go here, first quarter. First and 10 from the 43. Smith in motion left to right. Delayed give up the middle, hard run. Okay. To maybe the 41-yard line, gain of a couple. Tyler Banky.
Okay, that was we ran a little different formation there. We weren't in the double wing, double tight. And they just ran a simple give up the middle, and there was some push, and so that's a good sign. Only 2 yard gain, but we just got stymied those first couple run attempts the last series.
We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months, and you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. Single receiver wide to the left. From the pistol, Weiler sending a receiver in jet sweep motion. Give right side instead. That is Banky again, and Banky twists through the first wall and down to the 36-yard line for a gain of 5, and that sets up a little bit more third and manageable, Allen.
Yeah, again, same deal. We're just a single running back, double tights, and then we're running a jet motion, usually with Smith coming across the formation, just to give those linebackers something else to think about. If you can have those linebackers take one false step, it opens up a gate. And Banky did a nice job making a crease and then powering through and falling forward.
Third and 3, you'd figure as long as it's a positive play, it's four down territory here. The stands rumbling. Third and 3 from the 36. Double wing, double tight, showing pressure. Flip left side, Jalen Smith picking his way through the first wall of defenders, pushes hard, got maybe a yard. And it's going to be fourth and 2. We'll look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
So this is fourth and 2.
Huge opportunity here for the Cards at the 35-yard line. Fourth and 2, two tight ends, two wingbacks. Back to passes, Weiler.
Open.
Weiler looking right. He's got Jalen Smith wide open, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown on fourth down, a 35-yard strike from Weiler to Smith, and it's 6-0 Chippewa Falls.
beautiful call. I mean, they've absolutely been just crushing us on those run plays. And fourth and short, you're just thinking they're going to try to stuff it up their middle again. And it's a beautiful double wing, double tight. But Smith, instead of going into the line, he just releases out to the flats, and he was open immediately. Weiler put it right on him for a touchdown.
Gorgeous play call. Weiler, his second touchdown pass, both to Smith. Almost 5 minutes into the opening quarter. It's 6-0 Chippewa Falls with Gavin Schiltz looking to make it 7-0. Bo Ashley, backup quarterback, the holder. Snap, spot, kick, booms to the uprights, splits them at 7-0 Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Time to get away. It's Adventure Play. Let's drop the list for sword.com.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Football on WOGO Sports, an early 7-0 lead for Chi High. Gavin Schiltz to handle the kickoff duties. He'll send this one high into the lights, carrying back to the 4-yard line. Fielded run outside the numbers to the 10 to the 15.
Fumble.
The ball is loose. It's loose at the 4-yard line and knocked out of bounds. I think the Everest Evergreens got back to it. Oh, my goodness. It was stripped loose.
The first Chi High guy down was honestly out of position. All he could do was throw at his arm, but fortunately threw it out and it hit the football. And the running back gave up the ball and took away his momentum. And, again, DC Everest is starting really deep in their own territory.
Chi High forced their first turnover of this season last week in game six. Five straight games with no turnovers. Finally got that fumble on a kickoff return.
I've got that at the 7-yard line. Is that right?
It is indeed.
That last drive, 4 plays, 43 yards, touchdown.
Rohde again backed up, this time at his own 7-yard line. Give to Enzeroth right up the middle. Again, he had a run for 10 yards before they went 3 straight passes. Enzeroth gets about 5 on first down. Hediger on the stop for Chi High. Caleb Swenson, along with Alan Dunham, board operator at the WOGO home base in Halley, is Colin Nichols. Gavin Bovey to our left, our camera operator. Chi High leading 7-0. Flip right up the middle, and not much running room there up to the 15-yard line. With 6 minutes left. And simultaneous live video streams tonight on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky on the call for McDonald 8-player football against Luck, which you can also find on the WOGO Sports YouTube and also on our Facebook page.
You're saying Mark's in Luck?
Well, he's in at DeRay Field, but okay. I feel like the Max may be in Luck against a winless team. Rohde give off the right side. Oh. Piled down to about the 16-yard line. 5:38 to play.
Just got enough for that first down.
3 plays and just over 10 yards. Just over 5.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter on WOGO Sports. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team.
fumble.
Ball's loose again. Chi High says they have it.
Yes, the referees.
And they do indeed.
Okay.
Turnover starting to pile up. The turnover train getting rolling, and the Cards have a golden opportunity here with 5:07 to play. Turnovers come in bunches.
I think it was on the exchange. It's hard to see from here what exactly was going on, but I saw the quarterback start to go back from his drop, and then all of a sudden he was looking for the football, and fortunately Chi High was able to recover it.
5:07 left to play in the first quarter, and the Cardinals have a first and 10 from the 14-yard line, leading 7-0. Single receiver wide to the left. Weiler from the gun. Sending a man in motion left to right. Jet sweep, look right side. That's Schiltz. That's Talon Schiltz trying to turn the corner of the 10-yard line. He's shoved out of bounds. Gain of maybe 5 on first down.
So now, I'm sorry, I was just going to say, you know, normally we're double wing, double tight, but we are going to something different here with a little bit of a spread look. And Talon Schiltz lined up on the left side in a slot position and just ran across like a jet sweep, left to right across the formation.
Now Jalen Smith as the lone receiver out to the left. Gain of 3 officially, so 2nd and 7 from the 11-yard line. Now jet sweep motion to Smith. They'll fake it to Banky. Him. Right up the middle. Banky. Oh, wide open to the end zone. Touchdown. It is 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
Okay, I apologize. That was so well blocked. It was just beautiful. When so rarely it seems like this year when a running back gets the ball, you see green light from where he is all the way to the goal line and a little bit of an S move for Banky, and he just swiveled his way into the end zone. Nice blocking up front by the big boys, and Banky, good skills to get in the end zone.
11-yard tote for Banky, who leads the Cardinals in rushing touchdowns. Ashley the hold, Gavin Schiltz the kick high through the uprights. It is 14-0 Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chippewa Falls, 4:54 to go here in the opening quarter. The Cardinals turn the turnover into points and lead by 2 scores. Good to have you with us on the radio or on our YouTube video stream. Thank you to Kathy for reminding me to update the score. Got a little excited, got a little behind on that. For those wondering, we are a little pared down with our broadcast. Again, we're split back in Chippewa Falls for McDonald and here. So, again, yours truly doing the best he can to update all the graphics as well as call the game and do it on radio and video. So I apologize that we're not quite as robust as we might normally be, but we're doing our best. Kickoff return, not fumbled this time by the Evergreens, but up to about the 30-yard line, their best starting field position so far. And last year, Chi High got in a shootout. Coach Mitchell mentioned this, got in a shootout with his Everest team, and the Cards got off to about a perfect start. Again, on offense, on defense, forcing turnovers, I believe led 21-0 in the first quarter, and that was a powerful, powerful Everest team that, again, got within a whisker of going to Camp Randall in Madison to play for a state championship. And so that team really got their locomotive running offensively last year against the Cards and almost came back, but ran out of time. So far, Chi High, golden opportunity here with a great start. Give to Enzeroth right up the middle. He's hit at about the 35, maybe the 36-yard line.
Musser on the tackle. Okay. We have 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Chi High has 2 touchdowns. And this is DC Evers' 3rd possession now. So this game is cooking along in terms of scoring and plays that we don't normally see. And so this is pretty fun.
Update from BRC. River Falls leading Rice Lake 12-0. Rice Lake, of course, conference leader. River Falls trying to make a play. 2 state-ranked squads battling there at Pugland Field tonight. 42-yard line on the first down carry for Enzeroth. Corbin Enzeroth, 5'10", 175, the senior.
Yeah, they start the drive with 2 6-yard runs. If they throw the ball again, I would be surprised. This drive, I think this is going to be a steady dose of runs.
Under 4 minutes to go here, first quarter. So still, of course, plenty of time for Everest, trailing 14-0. They have a powerful offense. Xavier Edwards slot to the left. He's their leading receiver. Rhodey, sophomore quarterback. Tailback just off his left hip. That's Enzeroth. He'll follow his blocking. He's hauled down at about the 43-yard line.
Nice job making a pile there by the D lineman and Josiah Eisenberger coming over to clean up the mess.
Could be our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. You never know. Our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game is brought to you, of course, by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. That's 210-8699 for Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Chi High and Everest.
My grandson Madden celebrated his 3rd birthday today in Italy.
Happy birthday, Madden. Yeah. He's 3 already?
He's 3.
Goodness. Receiver in motion right to left. Rhodey, the sophomore single caller. Give to Enzeroth again. Enzeroth picking his way off right guard, and he's finding a crease across midfield. Looked like the cards had him bottled up, and Enzeroth just would not be denied the line to gain.
Yeah, absolutely. That was just strength right there. Chai did a nice job rallying to the football, and he just broke away from them. The second wave had to come and tackle him down for a 9-yard gain, another first down for DC Evers.
The technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling, that's Kurth Heating and Cooling. Twin receivers to the left. And from the gun is the sophomore Ty Rhodey. Left-handed passer, 1st and 10. Rhodey throws left side, got a man right at midfield. Open field tackle made, nicely done by Owen Munson. Not a lot of room there for Mason Hine, 165-pound, 6-foot senior.
Yeah, that absolutely was a super tackle by Munson, because he was one-on-one against that slot receiver, and that's a tough tackle to make in space.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com. Trips formation to the right. Ball in the near hash. Rhodey with a tailback off his right hip. 2nd and 10 from the 47. Flip right side, that's Enzeroth. Enzeroth being pursued by Cleary. They string him out. Enzeroth turns the corner. 45-yard line down close to the 40. He's short of the first down by 3 yards. 3rd and short coming up. Owen Hediger on the stop. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
DC Evers bringing in some other personnel here. Looks like they're going a little bit heavier. You know, this is definitely 4-down territory. You think, hey, we're going to pound this rock for 2 plays to get these 3 yards.
Under a minute to go in the opening quarter. Chi High leading by 2 scores. Everest on the march. 3rd and 4 from the Cardinals' 41-yard line. Rhodey fakes the pass, give right up the middle, and Enzeroth pounding his way for a first down. Needed 4, got close to 6. Holly Bovey of Colbell Banker Bernizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Holly Bovey of Colbell Banker Bernizer Realtors. We appreciate Holly and all the great sponsors making it possible for us to bring you these broadcasts, even an hour and a half away. On the road here, on the radio, and on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, simultaneous live video streams if you're looking for McDonald football against Luck. That is also on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and our WOGO Radio Facebook page. 3 receivers split out, perhaps the last play of the quarter. Give off the right side, strung out, dropped. Andrew Bankston, sophomore running back, 5'11", 180. 4 seconds left in the quarter, and he is stopped by Colin Clary. Eisenberger also in on that tackle.
Yeah, they just took that ball and they just tried to race to the edge of their short side of the field, and good pursuit by Chippewa Falls to get him out with just a 1 yard gain.
Second and 9 for the Evergreens, trailing your Chippewa Falls Cardinals by 2 scores. Edwards, dangerous receiver, split out to the right. Twin receivers right, single receiver left, all in the slot. Now Edwards in motion right to left. They're going to give it to Edwards on the jet sweep, trying to get the ball in his hands
Musser.
For the first time. And Musser wrestles him down in the backfield, and that's a great way to end the half for Chi High. An emphatic TFL. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Second quarter coming up. Chi High leading 14-0. This is Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. Second quarter begins here on WOGO. Cardinals leading 14-0, a 3rd and 13 for the Everest Evergreens. Rhodey, the sophomore, left-handed bullet. He's got Edwards inside the 30-yard line. Nice pitch and catch. Very close to a first down. They'll mark him about the 26. Needed 13, and I think he got enough.
They just gave him the first down. That's a really good matchup against our best corner, Jalen Smith.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels. .com. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you at Steam Stadium. Schofield, D.C. Everest High School. Gavin Bovey to my left. Our camera operator, Colin Nichols. Our radio audio producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. 1st and 10, the Evergreens, trailing by 2 scores. Give to Enzeroth. Enzeroth ducks and weaves his way inside the 25-yard line. Down to about the 22. Gain of 4 on first down. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Sports. Wynn Family Dentistry.
DC ever started this on the 30-yard line. This is a 10-play drive.
2nd and 6 for Everest from the 22. Rhodey. We have to Enzeroth, who's been the workhorse. He'll fight his way inside the 20-yard line. Got to the 19, gain of at least 3, depending on the spot. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Jam-packed Steam Stadium here. Homecoming festivities. Crowd a little quieted by Chi High's 14-point first quarter, but you'll hear it soon enough if the Evergreens can punch one in here. And the give to Enzeroth. Musser, I believe, came in very quickly to make that stop.
Absolutely. That was really quick lateral quickness by Musser. He's over guarding against the slot receiver and crashed into the running back. Good job by him. And
it's 4th and very short, but Everest looking to go quick here. Big 4th down. And now slowing it down just a bit. Ty Rhodey in the backfield with Enzeroth. Sending a man in motion right to left. Give to Enzeroth, right up the middle. He'll pound his way forward inside the 15-yard line. Power running right in that A-gap for the Evergreens to get the first down and keep this long drive going. Well, don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. WisconsinSurplus.com. That's WisconsinSurplus.com. Rice Lake still trailing in Big Rivers Conference football against River Falls in that battle for first place. 12-6 now. It's Grant Boholke with a one-yard sneak. Thanks to Travis Nias on Twitter for that. First and 10 from the Cardinals 11 for Ty Rohde and company. The sophomore signal caller with two receivers out to the right. Rohde flip off the right side. Enzeroth again. Enzeroth runs into Owen Hediger. Hediger drags him down. Enzeroth near the five-yard line. He runs hard.
Yeah, and their offensive line is starting to get a little push now. They're gelling together. They're warm and loose, and it's a real battle in the trenches.
Again, this drive has already gone well over double-digit plays. Eating up a lot of time. Hine and Edwards on the left side. Ball on the near hash. Enzeroth in the backfield. Ty Rohde. Switching H-backs to the left side of the formation. Second and five from the six. Enzeroth following his blocking. He'll drive in hard inside the two. It's
third
still
down.
Possible for them to get a first down without scoring. Ryan Zenner, who had 13 and a half tackles and 2.5 TFLs last week, just a man with his hair on fire all game against Superior, made that stop. Prevented the touchdown. Third and one from the two. Edwards on an island out to the left. Rohde with Enzeroth. We'll see if they feed him again on third and one. They will. Enzeroth running hard right side into the end zone, standing up, and Everett on the scoreboard. It is 14-6. So a response from the Evergreens pulls them within a score. Our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley at any time at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
I had that down as a 15-play drive, the largest being that 13-yarder, but a lot of fives, a lot of sixes.
7:14 remaining in the second. 2-yard TD run by Enzeroth. He'll go for two, piled up.
He's short.
And no good. Two-point conversion, no good. So it's still 14-6. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Eight-point game here in D.C. Everest. WOGO. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Good to have you with us as Chi High has had their lead cut to eight. As Gavin Schiltz will let this kick bounce into the end zone. Great kick from Carson Kempf. Enzeroth, I believe I've been saying Enzeroth, but Enzeroth should be the correct pronunciation. Had a 2-yard touchdown run to get the home team on their homecoming night on the board, but perhaps really significant, Alan, the fact that the Cards were able to stop that 2-point conversion.
Well, I'm just curious now they're going to come out because we had such good flow, good rhythm, and then DC Evers did a nice job pulling off a long drive, taking time off the clock, and now you've been sitting on the sideline for a while. They're going to be able to keep that continuity.
Weiler, single receiver to his right, sends a man in motion right to left. Off the right side, some running room for Chippewa Falls. Down the sideline, 40, 45, 50, 40, and still loose inside the 35-yard line. Talon Schiltz showing off the wheels all the way inside the 35 to the 34. Goodness. He gets north-south in a hurry.
Yeah, that was a really nice job. He came out of that pile. It's sometimes the advantage of being a little bit shorter.
When you have guys like Carson Parker out there, you can hide behind him a little bit.
That's 46 yards, right?
I don't like to do math live on the air. It never works out well for me. First and 10 from the 34. Flip left side. Jalen Smith, patient, following his blocking.
Nice.
And Jalen Smith to the races. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. He put his foot in the ground and burst 34 yards to the end zone to give Chi High a 20-6 lead.
His second touchdown of the game, the first of the year, and that one on the ground. And as you said, Smith is a very patient runner. He's get the ball. He wants to get ahead, but he's waiting for his lineman. And then, like you say, he put his foot in the ground and accelerated right through everyone. And
I think that answered your question about the offense.
Yeah. Man, two plays. They go 80 yards.
Schiltz and Smith. Gavin Schiltz now for the PAT. High snap. Ashley puts it down and Schiltz puts it through. It's 21-6. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Chi High trying to be road warriors here. They have quieted the homecoming crowd, and now because of a holding penalty on the PAT, a holding penalty on the Evergreens, Gavin Schiltz will be kicking this one off from the 50-yard line. Schiltz, the junior, was perfect on PAT so far. He will pop this one up, send over to the 10-yard line, outside the numbers, 15, 20-yard line, hit at the 25. And decent starting field position on the return by Bankston. Chi High, just a couple weeks ago, was averaging just over 18 points per game. They ripped off 35 on the road in a shutout against Superior last week, now have 21 in the first quarter and a half.
Yeah, you a little bit set that game aside, the Superior game. You know, Superior is just typically at the bottom of the conference. No knock on them, just the way it is. And we know that we've been very competitive first half, just about every game. And so, you don't want to take too much out of this until we get into that second half. But everything that we've seen has been absolutely amazing, and a lot of intensity, a lot of focus. And I think in some ways, the boys, this young team, is becoming men these last couple weeks.
River Falls leading Rice Lake 19-6. Keeping an eye on other Big Rivers Conference action. Fake on the jet sweep. Give right up the middle to Enzenroth. And Enzenroth bashes his way across the 40-yard line, rather a 35-yard line, up to the 37 for a gain of 12 and a first down. He has run hard for the Evergreens. Corbin Enzenroth, 5'10", 175, the senior. River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald or Chi High Athletics. River Country Co-op, that Spirit Pump, River Street in Chippewa Falls. Pitch out right side, good block. Enzenroth across the 45-yard line. He has another first down up near the 49. Enzenroth that time taking a little shovel pitch to the right side and running hard.
Yeah, that was the exact play they started the game off with, and Clary overran it, and the rest of the pursuit was too slow and waited for the secondary to get there to make the tackle. But two plays, two first downs.
5:43 to go here toward halftime, 21-6. Chippewa Falls with the lead. An extended touchdown drive by the Evergreens pulled them within eight after they missed a two-point conversion attempt. Now trailing by 15, but threatening to get into plus territory. Twin receivers left, and in motion across the formation. Give to Bankston. Bankston left side, breaks a couple arm tackles, then he's bent back at the 50-yard line.
Okay, 2 yards on that run.
Gavin Schiltz, I think, ended up on the stop. Bankston, presumably the younger brother of Blake Bankston, who is a phenomenal running back for this Everest team the last couple years. Wisconsin action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee, metropolisresort.com. More on that in a moment. Rohde back to pass. The lefty has to switch his feet, floats a dangerous pass, and he still got Hine inside the 40-yard line. He dotted him at the 38. Going up to get it inside the coverage of Owen Hediger was Hine, the senior. Metropolis Resort, a press release that they just put out this afternoon. Exciting news for our friends at Metropolis Resort in Action City. A 50,000-foot square foot expansion being planned, set to open in a year, fall of 2026. So congratulations to our friends at Metropolis Resort in Action City. Exciting, exciting times. A 50,000-square-foot expansion. You can learn more. Make sure you follow them on social media and metropolisresort.com. Just over 4 minutes to play in the half. 21-6, Chi-High up 15 for the moment. Give to Enzenroth, left side. Patient running, following his blocking. Cuts forward inside the 35-yard line, down to about the 31. You got to give a lot of credit to Coach Mitchell and his coaching staff, because despite being down 14-0 early, they haven't evaded their own game plan here.
Yeah, for sure. You don't see any panic in them. They're getting back to the run, what they like to do. They're mixing up their formations a little bit.
Second and five from the Chi-High 31. Edwards, the lone receiver, out wide to the right. Single coverage there. Enzenroth off the left hip of Rohde. Delay right up the middle. Enzenroth again following the interior of his line down to the 26 for a gain of five. That is close to a first down. And it is enough for a first down. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. That's Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. No hurry for DC Everest. They'd love to punch one in, knowing they'll get it to start the second half as well. Rohde back to pass. Screen. Has some time. Dumps out a screen, and he's got a lot of room. One tackler, an opportunity to make that play, and he did. There is a flag.
Colin Clary did a really good job playing that. You're right. There was about six DC Everest offensive players and just Clary, and he was able to make that play.
I didn't call flag right away because it was pink, but evidently that is the color of the flags here tonight, unless somebody threw a towel. But it is a hold against DC Everest, and so no matter the color, the infraction the same. 10 yards marched off against the Evergreens. 2:39 and counting left to play before halftime. Now behind the chains a little bit here. Colin Fuchs, the senior, out with Mason Hine, who made a nice catch earlier on this drive, split out to the left. Edwards to the right. Rohde back to pass. Heavy pressure, dumps it out. Screen again to Bankston. Bankston this time has a lot of running room. 25-20 inside the 15-yard line. Set up beautifully that time. And again, Colin Clary was left alone on an island, and this time a better block by DC Everest. And Bankston moves the sticks on.
Well, you run a screen, you get a penalty on it. You come right back and run the same play to the same side. Both times, those big gainers.
Under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Trips to the right, ball on the near hash. Whistles blow. And timeout Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO Sports. Our apologies. Officials brought it back a little sooner than the 60 seconds that should have been allotted. Enzenroth, right side, gain of four, second and six. Just over 90 seconds to play. Pocket full of timeouts for Coach Braden Mitchell of DC Everest. So no hurry here for the Evergreens. Again, down 21-6. If they can punch one in here, they're in business, starting with a football in the third quarter. Give up the middle, new ball carrier this time. Off the left guard, Tristan Gast, 5'11", junior, 185-pound fullback.
So we've been playing Landon Barrier, sophomore, at nose tackle. An undersized but a quick player, strong player. But DC Everest is coming off with their center and guard double-teaming him and then letting the running back basically pick and choose where he finds a seam.
Edwards wide to the left.
Really need those linebackers to fill those gaps.
Third and three. Enzenroth off the left hip of Rohde. Rohde, give to Enzenroth. He pounds his way inside the 5 yard line. Good enough for a first down. First and goal. Clock stops at 39 seconds to move the sticks. Chai High will take the opportunity to substitute here. Clock rolling. 34 seconds to play. Everest jogging up to the line, trying to punch one in right before the half. I formation behind Rohde, the sophomore. Wheels and gives right side, Enzenroth. Enzenroth pounds into the line. He's still loose, but then turned back at the 2 yard line. Enzenroth looked like with the second effort he might get it, but he stopped with 14 seconds to play. Timeout Everest. We're back in just 30 seconds this time. Back in 1 minute, rather in 30 minutes. 30 seconds. There we go. 30 seconds. And we're back on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports on YouTube. WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Chi High football on the road, leading 21-6 over DC Everest. 14 seconds to play. Two timeouts left for Everest. They are at the 2 yard line, second and goal. Everest, the give to Enzenroth. Straight ahead to the end zone. He's still short. Still short by not much. Maybe the length of a football.
Well, that's
another
incredible.
Timeout taken. We'll be back in 30 seconds once again. Back in half a minute. WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High Cardinals football.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
seconds remaining in the half. DC Everest third and goal from inside the one-yard line of Chippewa Falls. 21-6 game right now.
Boy, that slant is there to their best receiver.
Rohde straight ahead. QB sneak. Is he in? Waiting for the call. Still waiting for the call.
They're calling him down. There's
and
no signal.
And he's short with 1 second left. Oh, my goodness. Now the call. Now the delayed call. That was a very delayed call, but Everest with 1 second left, down 21-12, presumably going for two again here. It took a bit. Again, Rohde looked like with the initial surge he had at Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 21-12, palindrome on the scoreboard now. And Everest did exactly what they wanted to. Left no time for the Cards. Though you are going to have to kick to Jalen Smith and Gavin Schiltz.
And I don't know if they used 6.5 or 7.5 minutes, but yeah, they had a nice drive and ended with a touchdown.
I formation backfield. Enzenroth, tail of the tandem behind Rohde. Rohde looking to pass. The lefty pumps, floats left side, got a man wide open. Great catch in the back corner of the end zone. It is 21-14. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wärzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wärzgalla.com.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
One second remaining on the clock. 21-14, one-point game right before halftime here on the road at DC Everest, and some life back in the crowd here on the Rohde one-yard, really less than one-yard QB sneak, and then Rohde pops one into the far corner of the end zone. You would presume that this kick will be on the ground and not anywhere near Jalen Smith or Gavin Schiltz. The kick popped up, still fielded by Smith at the 15-yard line. Smith cutting outside the numbers, 25 at the 30-yard line, dragged down by an ankle, and that will take us to the half. A well-played first half on both sides here on a homecoming night in Schofield. At the break, Chi High leading Everest 21-14. We're back in 3.5 minutes with stats, highlights, analysis, and more. 3.5 when we're back. WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats. At Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
It's halftime here at DC Everest. Not only is it homecoming night, it's Hall of Fame night here. And the Hall of Fame inductees being recognized. Update the other side of our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, which again you can toggle over to when you wish, but McDonald up big over Luck 41-0 in that game. It's a 21-14 contest here if you're listening to us on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680 or WOGO.com. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel, though. Hit subscribe. Trying to get closer and closer to 1,000 subscribers. I'm thinking maybe we could give out some Culvers or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Subscribers when we get to that 1,000 mark. We've got highlights coming up, analysis, but first, Alan Dunham, let's just get your thoughts on this first half here for Chi High. Again, started out exactly the way they would want to, 14-0. Everest shows why they're leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They've scored not unanswered points, but taken up a lot of time here to keep Chi High off the field offensively, and now have set themselves up in a good position to tie or possibly take the lead, getting the ball in the third quarter. But overall, I think when you look at what the Cards have done, capitalizing on turnovers, forcing a turnover, and offensively, they've looked very sharp. Other than their first three and out, they've looked great.
Yeah, and no, absolutely. It's just still wild. I'm still trying to take it in because DC Everest scored in their last two drives, a 70 and 75 yard, like 13, 15 play drives. That's kind of Chi High-esque, if you will. And yet Chi High, on their scoring drives, they've had short fields, or when they did go 80 yards, it was in two plays.
Yeah.
And so two huge runs, Smith and Talon Schiltz. So just a fantastic effort so far by their offense, and on defense, not giving up big plays and forcing a turnover. So, yes, exactly all you could ask for and more. Now, the second half has been a little bit of our nemesis, so see if they can continue that energy, that momentum into the second half is going to be huge.
We've seen a lot of contributions as well, too. Sometimes you might look at the stats and feel like one player has to carry the day for a team, but again, we saw Jalen Smith with a brilliant touchdown run set up by an even longer run from Talon Schiltz. And Talon, of course, now coming in as a tailback rather than at that quarterback position, with Evan Weiler taking the reins at quarterback. And Schiltz has run the ball very well the last couple weeks. Gavin Schiltz on special teams has done some dynamic things. Tyler Banky, as usual, is just solid and sturdy and just always showing his ability to fall forward, push forward, get that extra 2-3 yards. And we haven't really even called Luke Zenner's name yet. We've called Ryan Zenner's name several times, but that's another whole element to kind of the power rushing game that we haven't seen a lot of yet. So certainly more in the bag for Coach Rakovich and his staff, but he's got to be pleased with what he's seeing so far offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. And the double wing, double tight, they've only run that about a third of the time now, where they're doing a little bit of a spread look, and they're getting a good push off from that. So that kind of takes the feed back or that dive out of the equation. But with what they're doing, it's really working. And it's always a game of adjustments. It's a chess game. And so we'll see what adjustments Everest makes and then what's the Chi-High counter to that. But yeah, I love the first half effort, and what an exciting game it's been so far.
WOGO Sports, great to have you with us on YouTube or on the radio. Chi-High football on the road here at DC Everest. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. Our video producer, camera operator on site is Gavin Bovey. Colin Nichols of the WOGO home base in Halley, our audio producer tonight. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Look at some first half stats and analysis of those and your highlights from an exciting first half as well. I'll add in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Chi-High football.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at petersonvolker.com.
That's petersonvolker.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Fame festivities here in an extended halftime. Schofield DC Everest High School, Chi-High battling hard against the Evergreens, 21-14 at the break. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals lead by 7. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Cards at the 35-yard line. Fourth and two, two tight ends, two wingbacks. Back to passes, Weiler.
Open.
Weiler looking right. He's got Jalen Smith. Wide open, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown on fourth down. A 35-yard strike from Weiler to Smith, and it's 6-0 Chippewa Falls.
Beautiful call. I mean, they've absolutely been just crushing us on those run plays. And fourth and short, you're just thinking they're going to try to stuff it up their middle again. And It's a beautiful double wing, double tight, but Smith, instead of going into the line, he just releases out to the flats, and he was open immediately. Weiler in a slot position and just ran across like a jet sweep, left to right across the formation.
Now Jalen Smith as the lone receiver out to the left. Gain of three officially, so second and seven from the 11-yard line. Now jet sweep motion to Smith. They'll fake it to Banky. Him, give right up the middle. Banky, oh, wide open
wow.
to the end zone. Touchdown. It is 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
Okay, yeah.
Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals by two scores. Edwards, dangerous receiver, split out to the right. Twin receivers right, single receiver left, all in the slot. Now Edwards in motion, right to left. They're going to give it to Edwards on the jet sweep, trying to get the ball in his hands
Musser.
For the first time. And Musser wrestles him down in the backfield, and that's a great way to end the half for Chi High. An emphatic TFL. We'll step out and be back in 60. Tyler, single receiver to his right, sends a man in motion right to left. Off the right side, some running room for Chippewa Falls. Down the sideline, 40, 45, 50, 40, and still loose inside the 35-yard line. Talon Schiltz showing off the wheels all the way inside the 35 to the 34. Goodness. He gets north-south in a hurry.
Yeah, that
can hide behind him a little bit.
That's 46 yards, right?
I don't like to do math live on the air. It never
okay.
works out well for me. First and 10 from the 34. Flip left side. Jalen Smith, patient, following his blocking.
Nice.
And Jalen Smith to the races. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. He put his foot in the ground and burst 34 yards to the end zone to give Chi High a 20-6 lead.
His second touchdown of the game, the first of the year, and that one on the ground. And as you said, Smith is a very patient runner. He's get the ball. He wants to get ahead, but he's waiting for his lineman. And then, like you say, he put his foot in the ground and accelerated right through everyone. And
I think that answered your question about the offense.
Yeah.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. It's been great to have you with us for the first half. Again, extended halftime, and we're coming back with Chi High on defense, or at least on special teams, kicking the ball away to DC Everest as we begin the third quarter. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, along with our video producer, Gavin Bovey, Colin Nichols, keeping things solid at the WOGO home base. And Hallie, make sure you hit subscribe on that WOGO Sports YouTube channel right now. Again, we are simultaneously broadcasting both Chi High and McDonald football, so check that out. Hit subscribe. Help us get that subscriber count closer and closer to 1,000. Maybe we can figure out some giveaways to when we get to that point as well. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO, you are listening to Chi High Football and watching Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Winning, a rush of exhilaration. Winning, the triumph of victory. Winning, bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
DC Everest, the Evergreens Marching Band, a phenomenal performance here. Again, Hall of Fame nights, extended halftime with homecoming as well. They really do it up big here in Schofield, DC Everest. Huge parade before the game. Pretty much every emergency vehicle they have from two to three cities, I believe. And even saw an excavator out there. Crowds lining the streets. Quite a sight here, as they are very pumped for their homecoming night on a beautiful night for football here in early October. I want to give a shout out to my darling wife, Lindsay, who is celebrating her 35th birthday today. And, man, my wife allows me to be out here doing something that I love. So happy birthday to my wife. And we did celebrate yesterday because we knew there was a football game tonight. But I appreciate her holding down the fort as always. So I can go out wherever Chi High McDonald Athletics takes us here on WOGO Sports. A few updates here, and then we'll give you the scoring summary here at the half as Chi High leads 21-14. At last check, this update from Justice Cleveland, Eau Claire Memorial on their homecoming night leading Wisconsin Rapids 13-7, close to halftime. Also at the half, Hudson leading Superior 28-3. Hudson, of course, still trying to stay at the front of the standings for the Big Rivers Conference. But at the top of the standings right now in the BRC is Rice Lake, and they are locked in a battle with River Falls. On homecoming night in Rice Lake, Puglun Field there, 20-19. Rice Lake, after being down two scores throughout much of the first half, took a lead thanks to Travis Nias on Twitter for that 20-19 with a minute 40 remaining before halftime, the last update that we have for you on that. So keeping an eye on some other Wisconsin Valley Conference and Big Rivers Conference battles as we go throughout the night. Our score 21-14, and the scoring summary looked like this here on WOGO Sports as Chi High took that early 14-0 lead. And again, a very full halftime here as we had the Hall of Fame inductions, we had the marching band, and now the cheer squad out there, dance team as well. So a look at again at our scoring here. Began on fourth down, Evan Weiler, his second touchdown pass of the season, second touchdown pass in as many games, to fellow senior Jalen Smith, a 35-yard touchdown pass on fourth down with 7:03 remaining in the first quarter, made it 7-0 Chippewa Falls. Then after a fumble, the Cardinals immediately capitalized. Tyler Banky, an 11-yard touchdown run with 4:54 remaining in quarter number one. That made it 14-0 Chi High. After that, Everest embarked on a very long drive. Corbin Enzenroth capped that, I believe, 6.5-minute drive. 12 plays or 13 plays. I'll double-check that with Allen. But Enzenroth capped that off with a 2-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion attempt, no good. 14-6 Chi High with 7:14 to go before halftime. Then with 6:34 to go before halftime, yes, less than a minute later, Jalen Smith, a 34-yard touchdown run. That was set up by a 46-yard carry from junior Talon Schiltz. So Smith, with his second touchdown of the night, made it 21-6 Chippewa Falls as Gavin Schiltz, 3-for-3 on PATs on the night. Then, not to be denied, DC Everest took up the rest of the quarter. Again, 6:34 to go in quarter two is when Smith scored. 6 minutes, 33 seconds, leaving just 1 second on the clock, is what the Everest Evergreens were able to do, eating up, again, well over half a quarter on their second extended touchdown drive that was capped off by sophomore Tyler Rohde. His one-yard quarterback sneak two-point conversion pass was good in the back corner of the end zone. 21-14 is our score here at the half. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports Chi High at the break, leading DC Everest 21-14, getting closer to that second half kickoff. We're back after this in 2.5 on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
School's back in session, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. Have a spooktacular fall at Metropolis Resort with some fantastic specials, themed activities, and more. We promise there's no tricks this fall, just treats at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Visit metropolisresort.com for more information.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Just about come to the close of halftime here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO. And Alan, your thoughts leading into this second half for Chi High? Anything popping out at you stat-wise? Again, two extended touchdown drives that took over half a quarter each for DC Everest. Chi High's been more of the quick strike.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just kind of feels like role reversal here. My head's still spinning a little bit from that first half. Super excited. I mean, to get three touchdowns like that against a quality opponent like DC Everest, really a super first half for Chi High. And now my thought is just, hey, can we come out in the third quarter and sustain the success we had in the first half? Because that's what we haven't seen. But typical for high school teams, they mature, they grow during the season, and now we're deep. We're seventh game into the season, so I expect we're going to, you know, continue to see what we saw in the first half and hope they can close this one and win one on the road.
Again, a really strong first half for Chippewa Falls offensively and defensively, getting a turnover. They talk about turnovers coming in bunches a lot of times, and Chi High certainly hoping that's the case. It took them 5 games to get their first turnover, but one came last week against Superior, and then a critical one. They got 7 points off it here tonight to help jump out to that early 14-0 lead, and they still lead by 7, kicking it away here to begin the third quarter. Gavin Schiltz has it on the tee, and we are ready to begin. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. High up into the lights. Return man picks it up just inside the hash marks at the 5-yard line. Cutting laterally, 25 up to the 30-yard line, 35, and a big collision as number 11, Silas Weber, 185-pound, 5'11", senior, sets the Evergreens up, and I believe their best starting field position of the night. There is one of those pink flags down at the 36-yard line, so we'll await the call. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. That's wurzgala.com, and it looks like it is a hold.
Oh.
And that will be marched off against the Evergreens.
That's a 15-yard difference in starting field position.
So fortuitous for Chi High. Give right up the middle. Quickly in on the stop, Enzenroth, who was the workhorse in the first half, hit by Ryan Zenner, among others.
Yeah, they're shifting a tight end and then an H-back, and they're usually running to that side. But again, it's a lot of base blocking, and then the running back kind of picking whatever seam he can find, and he is a strong runner.
Second and five from their own 31 for DC Everest, trailing Chi High 21-14. Xavier Edwards, dangerous receiver, out to the right. Enzenroth again upended at the 34-yard line, probably made it to the 35. It's a little short of a first down, third and one. Upcoming, Gavin Schiltz, among others, on the stop.
There's a flag on the play.
Another flag.
DC Everest is walking backwards. I'd like to see that.
I think Chi High might like these pink flags because so far the majority of them have gone against their opponent.
Well, that's a good point to make, too, is that I don't recall that, you know, we haven't had a turnover, we have not had against us, and we have not had a penalty against us.
Second and 15 now for the Evergreens. Very nice return, but they've been marching the opposite direction here to start the third quarter, 59 seconds in. Twin receivers out wide to the right on the near hash. Again, the give to Enzenroth. Enzenroth evades one tackler, knocked down shy of the 30-yard line. I think Musser, among others, in on that stop.
Well, that's a good pickup on, you know, they're not giving up on the run game. They go right back to it even on a second and long situation. But now we got third and eight.
Third and eight for the DC Everest Evergreens here on their homecoming and Hall of Fame night. Evergreens 4-2, Chi High 2-4. DC Everest leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They've won four games in a row after losing their opening two. Third and eight for Ty Rohde and company, the sophomore signal caller. Again, the handoff right up the middle. Wave after wave of white comes in and cuts down Enzenroth before he can reach the 30-yard line. He may have a yard. It is fourth and long, DC Everest. We may see our second punt from the Evergreens.
But now, as patient as they've been in the run game, I was really surprised that they went for a run on that play, but here, sure enough, already they're going four down. They're going for a fourth and seven at their own 30.
Fourth and seven. Three receivers out to the right. Rohde, a little bit of a delay here.
Well, he's going to punt it.
And now Rohde again. He's a punter and going to quick kick it right side and actually got off a much better punt than their first attempt.
Chi High bounce.
Takes a Chi High bounce across the 35 up to the 37.
First and 10, Chippewa Falls.
Okay, I don't know. They lined up like, you know, twins to the right, like they're going to go for it. And then he checked with the coach and decided, and he took a couple steps back. That's why I anticipated a punt on that for those that aren't following along on the YouTube broadcast. And then just kind of, what do they call it, a little Aussie style where he kicked it out. And that could have gone the other direction, been a long bounce because Chi High did not have a defender back, but it took a nice bounce for Chi High.
The Cards got the stop they needed. First and 10 now from the 37, their side of midfield. Double wing, double tight. There's the crisscross, and Tyler Banky fighting his way into the second level, but going to be turned back pretty quickly there by a host of forest green jerseys. Maybe got a yard if they're generous.
Carson Kemp. Second and nine, gain of one.
Gain of just one on first down. Coming up after the game, we'll have our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls at 715-210-8699. Second and nine, the single receiver, slot to the right, Jalen Smith. Now he's in jet motion. Right side handoff buried pretty quickly as Banky got another yard. Third and eight. Ruther on the stop for DC Everest.
That time DC Everest had great pursuit. They caught that from the backside.
Third and nine.
Chi High, a big third and nine here, trying to keep their first drive of the second half alive. Jalen Smith, wide to the left, has single coverage there. Evan Weiler, sending Smith in motion. They'll flare it out for a screen. Jalen Smith picking his way through traffic up to the 42-yard line, but still a good 5 yards shy of the first down. And Chi High will bring their punting team on and hope for another boomer from Colin Clary. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The defense is back on their heels a little bit as Colin Clary, Aussie-style kick, fielded at the 25-yard line. It's loose! Chi High diving on it at the 32-yard line!
Tyler Splinter on the fumble.
Oh my goodness, it looked like it was right in the returner's arms, and Chi High has the ball. That was like a greased watermelon. I don't know how it popped out of his hands.
It was a beautiful punt. I mean, an absolute magnificent spiral on that ball. And I thought it was going to go over the receiver's head, but he picked it clean, and it started his return, and then all
just
of a sudden...
Just lost it.
Yeah, he just absolutely gave it up like he saw a ghost.
So the Cardinals scored 7 off the first turnover of the night. We'll see what they're able to do here on the second turnover of the game. Leading 21-14 with 7:29 to go in the third quarter. Two tight ends, two wing backs. Offset fullback Evan Weiler is under center, the senior. Weiler, the lead blocker for Jalen Smith. Smith puts his foot in the ground, goes north-south. Nice carry inside the 30-yard line down to the 25. Gain of just over 7 yards on first down. The Cards will take that.
Yeah, nice job. I thought there was going to be a lot of green out there towards the edge, but he cut it back inside of his quarterback. And when he does that, he's done a nice job running strong, running through defenders, getting 7 yards on that first down play. A much better start to the drive than last series.
They actually gave him 8, so second and 2. Just over 5 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Cardinals with a 7-point lead on the 24-yard line far hash of DC Everest. Weiler, give right up the middle. Not a lot of room there.
That was the first Zenner carry.
Luke Zenner, the senior. May have even been set back a yard. Third and three. Chi High with under 6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter, leading 21-14. Again, you figure they have 2 downs to get 3 yards here. Jalen Smith split out wide to the right.
Colin Clary in for Wildcat, but there's a timeout.
Timeout Everest. We're back in 30 seconds, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. It's constant action and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so, so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your stay at MetropolisResort.com, Metropolis Resort in Action City. And congratulations to them just announcing today a 50,000 square foot expansion. Metropolis Resort and Action City. Third and three. Colin Clary out there in the Wildcat. Clary following his blocking left side, puts the shoulders down, pounds forward. He is very close to a first down inside the 22-yard line. Needed 3, got 3. First and 10, Chippewa Falls. Colin Clary, the senior.
First and 10.
6:07. Now the clock winds as they move the chains. Past the halfway point of the third quarter. Cardinals leading by 7. here on the homecoming night for DC Everest, the leaders in the West Wisconsin Valley Conference. Two tight ends, two wing backs for Evan Weiler is back out there on first and 10 from the 22. Give to Jalen Smith. Again, Weiler the lead block, and Smith twisting his way inside the 20-yard line into the red zone. Gain of about four on first down. And really love the work from Evan Weiler making the handoff and then getting out there as a lead blocker. And Weiler, again, pitcher in baseball, but he's a big physical kid as well, too.
Yeah, he is, and he's a good leader out there, definitely doing anything he can to help his team. And when you have a quarterback who doesn't participate, you're kind of playing 10 on 11. So he's evening that up by getting his body out there and being a blocker.
That last Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. Second and six, Chi High.
Oh, I
give
love
to Banky. Banky pounds his way, twists his way inside the 15-yard line down to the 13. Needed six, got five. Tyler Banky sets up a third and short for Chippewa Falls. We'll keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Third and two, Chippewa Falls from the 14 of DC Everest. Clock under 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight. Weiler, the senior under center. Jalen Smith again. He's got a good block from Weiler. Turning the corner of the 10-yard line. Taps the brakes. Puts the shoulder down inside the 5-yard line. Jalen Smith makes it first and goal. Chippewa Falls.
I love what the offense is doing. They're running different formations, giving different looks. They're using the jet sweep as eye candy. Sometimes it's a handoff. This time back to the double wing, double tight, but going to the outside. And you said Weiler had a great block to allow Jalen Smith to get the edge.
First and goal, Chippewa Falls.
How many yards on that pickup?
Now I'm trying to remember. First and goal from the one. Evan Weiler under center. Gives to the fullback center. Oh. Center pushing forward, and he's shoved back. First and goal becomes second and goal.
Was that a 20-yard run?
I need to rewind the video stream and see if we can.
If we're at the two, then we were at the
1-yard line, then just lost a yard.
So
stadium getting loud here. Second and goal from the 2-yard line. Chi High trying to punch it in. That familiar double wing, double tight formation. Weiler under center. Feed the beast. Lead block. Jalen Smith behind his blocking into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Chi High extends their advantage to two scores once again.
This time they went behind King and Carson there on the left side. And just
King and Parker.
Parker, excuse me.
Those are the ones that you want to follow.
Yes, 68 and 67 and just overpowered them. Nice job by those young men.
So a 3:05. In the third quarter, Jalen Smith, 2-yard touchdown run. Gavin Schiltz for the PAT. The kick high up into the upright splits them. It's 28-14 Chi High. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Weber and Banks is back deep to receive. Gavin Schiltz handling the kickoff duties, drives the right leg into this one, sends it all the way back to the goal line, taking a head straight up the hash, cutting laterally across the field at the 20-yard line. The ball is loose again!
Chi High has it again,
and Chi High might have it.
Oh, no, they're signaling DC Everest.
Everest fell on it. Oh, my goodness. That's the third fumble tonight for the Evergreens.
That's, the fourth fumble. Second one on kickoff return that they've recovered those.
Security has been a huge issue.
This feels like such a role reversal where usually we're behind on the turnover battle, but being up 2-0 on this one, and we scored on both of those turnovers, that's the difference in the game.
Yes, 14 points off turnovers for Chi High. Hoping that turnover train keeps...
I apologize, I got
chugging.
A little excited there when I saw the ball on the ground.
We are embedded in the Everest fan section, so we do get a few raised eyebrows at times, but they've been very welcoming. First and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Hard run by Enzenroth. He hasn't done anything but run hard tonight. Talented senior. And Eisenberger makes the stop. And Enzenroth, gain of at least 9. Second and 1 coming up. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. Jalen Smith has another hat trick of touchdowns tonight.
Wow.
And just like last week, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air. 2nd and 1, Everest from their own 30-yard line. Rohde, the sophomore. Twin receivers to his left. Rohde, the lefty, back to pass. Heavy pressure, rolling left. Rohde is still looking. Goes over the middle and behind. Did he pull that in? He did, across the 44-yard line. Mason Hine, the senior, went to the carpet for that one to move the chains. Well done.
Yeah, that was a nice throw and catch. There were 4 white jerseys around him in the zone defense. He settled down, found a little crease, and that was the best throw of the night.
We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. It's EauClaireLASIK.com. Pitch right side, Enzenroth. Enzenroth following a wall of forest green jerseys across the 45-yard line. He's cut down just shy of midfield. They'll mark him about the 49, gain of 5 on first down. Everest has run the ball effectively here tonight. I think it was... for Chi High, Brigham Garrett's, among others on the stop. 28-14, Cards up 2 scores. Just over a minute to go in the third quarter, so still plenty of time in this one. Everest put up 39 points last week against Eau Claire North. Pop pass over the middle, popped in the air, and it's intercepted by Jalen Smith. Smith picks it off at the 40-yard line. Flag flies at the end of the play, but Smith, the third turnover of the night for Chippewa Falls. They're up plus 3 on turnovers. We'll wait for the flag, but whatever it was, I believe it was after the pick.
This is a play they did in the first series. Pop pass that they completely overthrew, and this one again was a high one, but the receiver got his hand up.
Mask.
He got his hand up on the ball and just tipped it up into the air, and Jalen Smith was the lucky recipient to come down with it. An interception, his first one of the season.
First interception of the season for Chi High. First pick of the season, of course, for Jalen Smith. Third turnover of the game for DC Everest. And again, the flag on the play was a personal foul face mask against the Evergreens. And so Chi High going to get even better starting field position. 58 seconds to play in the quarter.
I know we're playing the Evergreens, and it feels a little bit like Christmas. And we're getting some gifts out here, are we not?
I really needed to have you on camera for that one because that was just very well delivered. That was awesome. I don't know. That might have to make the highlight reel for next week. 28-14, Chippewa Falls. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Jalen Smith has 3 touchdowns already, but Talon Schiltz bouncing it to the left side, weaving his way through the first wall of defenders, and Schiltz, inside the 47-yard line. Gain of a few. Talon Schiltz
isn't
carry tonight.
He isn't Barry Sanders, but that was Barry Sanders-esque of making about 5 guys miss only to have a gain of 2 yards.
The Schiltz shimmy, we'll call it. Under half a minute to play, Chi High in no hurry here. Late going third quarter. leading by two scores, trying to capitalize on the third turnover of the night, this time an interception. Jalen Smith, who made that pick, gets the call. He's ushered to the sideline with 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 13 seconds officially on the clock. Thank you to our faithful camera operator sitting off to my left, video producer here on site, Mr. Gavin Bovey. Also, Colin Nichols doing a great job back at our Wogo home base in Halley. Colin, a Chi High alum, so you know he's cheering on the Cards. Great to have you with us wherever you might be watching or listening from. WOGO on the radio dial at 103.1 FM AM 680 Wogo.com, or check out and subscribe to that free WOGO Sports live video stream. New for our football broadcast this year. We have actually simultaneous football broadcast going on right now at Chi High McDonald. Third and seven. Smith in motion left to right. Jet sweep look to Smith. He's going to have to turn the corner. He breaks the tackle. 45, 40-yard line. Smith close to a first down. And maybe fourth and just over a yard. So Smith puts the Cards within reasonable going for a distance here.
I think maybe if he had a little bit more awareness where the first down was, the markers on the far side of the field line, he kind of ran himself out of bounds there. But
normally I think you'd see him put the shoulder
down.
Right. I think maybe he didn't. 2 seconds left in the third quarter, by the way. I think maybe he didn't know that he didn't have the line of game.
Coming into the Wildcat formation, Clary coming in at quarterback.
A huge fourth down in this game. As we head to the final frame in 2 seconds, will DC Everest get the ball back, or will Chi High up 2 scores continue their momentum into the fourth quarter? Clary from the Wildcat on 4th and 2. One receiver out to the right. Clary following his blocking left side. He's got a wall. Clary, he's loose. 35, 30, 25, 20. Clary is going the distance on 4th down. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
I don't want to take away that call, but there's going to come back for a hold.
Unfortunately, that pink flag going the other way against Chi High.
That is the end of the third quarter.
And that's how the third quarter will end. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome to the final frame, Steam Stadium, Steffenhagen Field. DC Everest High School in Schofield, Wisconsin. Chi High now in punting formation. After the penalty, calls back a fourth down touchdown run from Colin Clary. And maybe the hold is what sprung him, but it sure was a lot of fun. Could have, put the Cards up 3 scores here. Now they're punting it away, and huge momentum swing.
It really looked like that was behind the play, but nonetheless, they call hold. Now, I don't know why he's still punting.
Clary loses the snap. He's going to fall on it inside the 30-yard line. And now Everest, a golden opportunity to get right back into this game. The special teams missed you by Chi High, and the Everest Evergreens down 28-14 will start the fourth quarter, knocking on the door of the red zone. And that one hurts if your Chippewa Falls. Still the defense needing to lock in here. Well, hey, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
Oh, that really hurts. I mean, it was a good snap just right through Clary's hands. You might be thinking about that last play when he ran 50 yards for a touchdown, got called back. You come back at the quarter break, and they go into the punt formation, and, really unfortunate.
Mental fortitude is certainly what you need here. We talk about Chi-High and in that losing streak they had that was snapped last week at Superior. The losing streak, you started out well but couldn't play a full four quarters. And again, you played three really complete quarters of football here, but you're facing a 4-2 team that's won four in a row. And even though you're up two scores here, you've given Everest a golden opportunity to get right back into this game, and now we'll see Chi-High's mettle tested. Rohde back to pass, looking for a quick strike. He's going to flare it down the middle of the field, looking for Edwards, goes high, incomplete at the goal line. Xavier Edwards skied for that one, bracketing double coverage. I think closest to the play was Owen Hediger and also Gavin Schiltz, I think, undercutting underneath.
Yeah, the two safeties there. Really nice job. Nice job by the defense. Absolutely a deep post route to their number one receiver, and good job by the defense to knock it down.
Second and 10. Again, you expect them to take a shot on a quick change like that. Edwards to the right, single receiver to the left. Actually, Edwards has to get off the field, and I think Everest is going to have to... No, they don't get a timeout. So too many men on the field, illegal substitution. That's a five-yard penalty against the Evergreens. It will make second and 10, second and 15. The technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling. Also, a shout-out to our friend Dave Check, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check and the Check Law Office, making you part of the team.
Hediger and Munson on that knockdown.
Second and 15. Enzenroth weaving his way back to the 30-yard line inside the 30.
Another flag.
And this flag coming from behind the play, it would seem. That flag on the far side of the field, actually. And it is a procedure penalty against Everest, and you would presume Chi-High will accept that and make second and 15, second and 20, and keep backing up Everest a little bit further. 11:47 to go in the fourth quarter. And second and 20 for DC Everest, and their sophomore quarterback, Ty Rohde, 5'9", 170. Seen him make some good throws here tonight. They need more here on this drive. Second and 20 from the 38. Xavier Edwards down to receiver slot to the right. Rohde back to pass, setting up his screen. He's got Bankston. Bankston evades an ankle tackle, bashing his way inside the 35-yard line. Cut down at about the 32. Gain of close to six. Pretty good rallying to the football there by the Cards.
Yeah, absolutely. They love that screen play. It's well set up, but Smith read it early. Ran up on it, almost ran up too fast. He ran past, but he's able to slow down the running back enough to allow the defense to rally for a pretty minimal gain.
Third and 15. Again, four down territory. And so you would think that Everest, traditional thinking, would be trying to get half of this. Two receivers to the left, now becomes three receivers. Trips formation with Xavier Edwards wide to the left. Here's the Chi-High sideline and a timeout taken. Coach Braden Mitchell wants to talk this big play over. We'll take a 60-second break. WOGO Sports.
I'm Luke Lucier.
And I'm Dana Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are honored to serve our Chippewa Falls community.
In life's hardest times, we are there for you and your family. No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we know that every life is unique,
which is why we create a personalized service to honor their legacy.
Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most.
Learn more at PetersonVolker.com.
That's PetersonVolker.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi-High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi-High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
many plays they've run, maybe six or seven plays. This drive started at the 27. It's now back to the 38.
Third and 20. Rohde from the gun to his left side, Enzenroth. Rohde rolling out to his left. Rohde looking left the whole time, fires a dart, got Xavier Edwards, big stick on the tackle. Inside the 30-yard line, past the original line of scrimmage, down to about the 27. So within striking distance on fourth down here for the Edwards. Good pitch and catch there from Rohde to Edwards.
Yeah, fourth and 10. They're at essentially where they started this drive after the fumble.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Fourth and 9 officially. 9:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Clock running. 28-14, Chippewa Falls with the lead after the muff snap on the punt. Golden opportunity for DC Everest, but now the Cards with an opportunity to get off the field here. Fourth and 9. Twin receivers left, and see if Chai High wants a timeout here.
Delay of game.
Goodness gracious, on fourth and 9. Oh, that's a tough mistake for DC Everest to make. Fourth and 9 becomes fourth and 14. They'll go right back up to the line, though, trying to work quickly here. Twin receivers out near the numbers on the left side. Back shifting left side. Enzenroth off the right hip of Rohde. Fakes. Rohde on a flea flicker look. Heavy pressure.
Oh.
Gets away from the sack. Rohde still looking, being pursued by Karani left side. Rohde goes incomplete far side, and Chai High gets out of the jam, to use the baseball term. And after turning the ball over, the Cardinals defense answers the call, answers the bell, and it's Chai High football first and 10.
What a series. I don't know how you would do it, be a statistician on that after they gained so many yards but had it come back by penalties. And after all of that, Chai High gets the ball back 5 yards better than where they fumbled it at the 32, at their own 32.
That flea flicker trying to go trick play on 4th and 14, D.C. Everest, and the Cards just not fooled, and I believe that was Gus Karani, who was getting some great penetration in the backfield. Didn't pull Rohde down, but sure made him think a lot. Flipped to Banky right side. Banky picking his way through traffic across the 35-yard line.
A good hard 3-yard run by Banky off the right side.
Carson Kemp, Silas Weber.
Now, you're going to need
Kemp on the stop.
Essentially, you know, if you get a good drive here, you chew up 4, 5, 6 minutes. You're going to put yourself in really good
shape. And you may use a timeout again.
Yep.
On that, I don't know if you'd say a disastrous drive, but it really did nothing but go backwards for Everest, made them spend a timeout, and they got nothing out of it. Gain of 4 for Banky on first down. Second and 6 from the 35. Single receiver to the left. It's Kessner. Delayed handoff. Off the 35-yard line up to the 37 for Chai High. Kessner, the sophomore, we've called his name from time to time here for Chippewa Falls, and he's dangerous if he gets the ball in his hands.
I missed you at the carry on that.
We'll check our replay here.
Third and 4.
Mike Banky again. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Chai High leading 28-14. They took a 14-0 lead early on in this one. Have not surrendered that lead the entire contest. Taking a lot of time here before potentially calling a timeout. Gonna wind the clock all the way down, then take a timeout. We're back in just 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this on WOGO Sports. You're watching and listening to Chai High Football on WOGO.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports. Big third down coming. 7:29 to go in the game. Chi High leading 28-14 with the football, facing a third and four on their own 37-yard line. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com.
You know, Coach Rako said in the pregame interview that he felt good. And, you know, we said that there's a noticeable intensity about this team. And through three and a half quarters, that has been true.
Third and four for Chippewa Falls. Single receiver out to the right. Going with Clary. Clary trying to turn the corner at the 35-yard line. He's dragged down at the 39. Gain of a couple, but not enough to move the chains. And you would think that it's punting time with Colin Clary staying out there. And Chi High hoping the defense can come up with a stop and actually hoping for a good punt here first.
The offense is coming back on.
So Clary coming out, Weiler coming back out there with exactly 7 minutes on the clock. Fourth and two. Third and four became fourth and two.
This does feel like a gamble because with 7 minutes left, you're up 28-14. DC Evers doesn't have enough time to drive two full fields. But Chi High wants to take care of the game.
Weiler. Two tight ends and a wing back. That double wing, double tight. Fourth and two. Banky, right side. Banky following his blocking. Has to push. He's moving forward. It is very close to a first down. I think he might have it.
Yeah, absolutely. That far judge is marking it first down.
Oh, my goodness. Chi High on fourth and two. Their own side of the 50. Inside their own 40-yard line. Coach Rakovic showing the confidence, especially in that offensive line. They run to that right side with Parker and King.
Wow.
And trusting Tyler Banky, saying, go get us 2 yards. Got about two and a half, maybe three.
That was a gutsy call on your side of the field.
And now the drive keeps going. 28-14, Chi High. Double wing, double tight formation with Weiler, the senior, under center. Sending Smith in motion. Weiler give right up the middle. Look out! It's center! 40, 30, 25, 20, center! Rumbling for 22 yards. I was going to say off to the races, but Ryan, it's, you know what? It's still a race.
It absolutely was off to the races. He just wasn't the fastest horse at the track.
But the strongest, absolutely the strongest.
No, I think that's his third carry, the first two for 0 yards, and so that one he popped it.
I believe I said 22 yards. I'll correct myself. That was from our 42-yard line. So 39 yards on the carry for Zenner. I said I wasn't going to try to do math live on the air.
Oh, that was a great run.
Someone on YouTube will probably correct me. First and 10 from inside the red zone. 5:16 to play. 28-14, Chippewa Falls. Banky right side. Running into a wall, and Banky fighting loose inside the 10-yard line. The wall he ran into was the right side of his offensive line.
Absolutely a determination run by Banky. Kept the wheels going, kept his shoulders upright.
In our post-class post-game show, I'm just asking if you can put a pin in it to ask Coach Rakovic about that call.
Yes.
Up 14 on his own 39-yard line. To go for it on fourth and two. Because that was a decisive play in this game as Chi High trying to finish this drive off. Just over 4.5 minutes left, leading 28-14. Second and one from just inside the 10-yard line. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback. Banky following the blocking. Banky to the 5-yard line. He's got a first down. It's first and goal. Chippewa Falls. And that clock continues its inexorable descent downward here on homecoming night. A pretty quiet homecoming night here at Steam Stadium now as Chi High leading 28-14. With a first and goal at the 4-yard line. And under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Our post-class post-game show will be coming up right after. Stats, highlights, analysis. Allen down on the field with hopefully a victorious head coach, Chuck Rakovic. Update from Rice Lake. River Falls has retaken the lead in that seesaw affair, 27-20.
battling for first in the BRC. Chi High first and goal from the four. Talon Schiltz getting the carry right side. Talon darts to the pylon, leaps the defender. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Talon Schiltz puts Chi High up three scores.
Talon Schiltz lined up in that left wing back position, took the toss, and just with his quickness got around the edge.
34-14.
And I think you could say he skipped into the end zone.
Skip probably would be better. He shimmies, he shakes, he skips. 3:35 left. Gavin Schiltz trying to remain perfect on PATs. Snap, spot by Ashley. The kick splits the uprights. Once again, we're back in 1 minute, 35-14, Chi High. Back in 60 seconds, Cardinals football on WoGo Sports.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Bitter, 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 bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Chippewa Falls on the road here against the leaders in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And a 21-point advantage for the Cards as Talon Schiltz scores from 4 yards out. Now, Chi High must have got a penalty and looked to be maybe in the excessive celebration, unsportsmanlike conduct, perhaps a 15-yard penalty. And so Gavin Schiltz will be kicking off from his own 25-yard line.
He'll take that all day.
Returners are standing at their own 20. Schiltz drives the right leg into this one. A squibber gets past the first line of defenders, and it's fielded at the 32-yard line on a bounce by Silas Weber, who goes down to a knee, so no return, and I think you'll live with that kick and return here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire at Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. Cardinals rolling here on the road.
I don't want to sound super surprised, but if you're just tuning in and Chi has up 35-14 at DC Everest, you're like, hey, Chi High's played a heck of a football game, and certainly they've gotten some breaks. You know, for all the bad luck they've had at the beginning of this season, they definitely got a lot of that evening out of luck in this game.
Now on defense, Rohde back to pass. Rohde rolling out to his left. Heavy pursuit, throws over the middle, going down to a knee to pull it in at the 45-yard line. Nice catch there by number 13, Samuel Duran, a junior wide receiver, as Everest will go hurry up now. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, coming up the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Still just over 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Rohde rolling out to his left, being pursued. Rohde throws left side, got a man wide open across the hashes. That's Hine inside the 45-yard line as they cross midfield. Mason Hine, the senior, we've seen him make a couple nice catches tonight.
Yeah, they're just rolling them out, the left-handed quarterback rolling them left and running the receivers out there to see if they can find a spot in the zone, and you give up those 13-yard plays pretty much all day at this point.
Everest with just one timeout left as well. Rohde, the sophomore, throws it left side, one hops it to his intended receiver. He was looking for Bankston. 35-14, Chippewa Falls. Allen down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich afterward.
We remember
looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah, I remember Stephen's point where we were getting beat deep. We were getting beat over the heads. And in this game, everything has been in front of these defensive backs, and they've really grown a lot over the season.
2:49 to go now. Clock stop. 35-14 Chi High. Second and 10 from the 43 of Chippewa Falls for DC Everest. Low snap. Rohde under heavy pressure. dumps it out. Screen play, right side, 40-yard line. Enzenroth skips out of bounds to stop the clock with 2:42 to play. Corbin Enzenroth has played a strong game for DC Everest, but just 14 points on the board so far for the Evergreens. Schiltz on the stop. Clock at 2:42 and a third and four.
Yeah, the three turnovers have really hurt their offense, the two fumbles and interception.
And I think Chi High would make the case they would have been a lot closer in some of those four setbacks if they hadn't been bitten by the turnover bug themselves. Rohde, another low snap, rolling out to his right. This time going to have to change as he throws left-handed. Got a man open at the 23, and it's knocked loose or dropped. Looked like an on-target pass to Samuel Duran, but not able to pull it in.
Fourth and four coming up.
I think I saw Dane Christo over in the area there.
Yes, number 30 in the game. Sophomore. I wouldn't be surprised if they do the screen.
It's been effective, and again, I think you would want the ball in either Edwards or Enzenroth's hands here. Fourth and four from the Chi High 37. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Down 21, the Evergreens. Rohde sends a man in motion right to left. That's Duran. Rohde back to pass, rolling out to his left side. Rohde goes deep down the left sideline. Mason Hine, contested catch. And they're saying he caught it? No.
Interception.
Intercepted by Chippewa Falls. Oh, my goodness.
Owen Munson, the interception.
We're going to watch our own instant replay here on the WOGO Sports YouTube live video stream as Rohde goes deep down the sideline, and Munson tapped it up into the air, tapped it to himself. My apologies to Munson that I wasn't on target on the call there. That is the fourth turnover forced by your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. And now it's just one timeout left from DC Everest.
Boy, just complimenting the defense on their maturity, especially the secondary, and they come up with a great play.
First and 10, Chippewa Falls, right side, handoff up to maybe the 14-yard line. Chi High now has scored 35 points in back-to-back games. And this time about to take down the leader in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And this does count toward your conference standings. This is that mandatory crossover game. So Chi High, as they head to 3-4 here, will have two conference victories in a row. Again, still in the fight, absolutely, for a playoff spot. Second and six, delayed give off the left side, fighting his way up to the 14-yard line, back to the line of scrimmage.
Number 19
was Kessner.
Yeah, Kessner.
Under 90 seconds to play now.
Give him one.
Cards getting some reserves in. That's got to be a good feeling, getting your reserves in a jam-packed Steam Stadium, a team that had four wins in a row. Homecoming night, Hall of Fame night, and you silence this crowd.
The bus driver prefers to drive home when the team wins.
Indeed. Third and six, Weiler. But Jalen Smith wide to the right. Weiler give up the middle. That looks to be Schiltz,
yes.
I believe. Mm-hmm. And Schiltz a short gain, and now a timeout taken by Coach Mitchell. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Closing minutes here on WOGO Sports. Chai Hyde punted away. Colin Clary, good snap. This time heavy pressure, and Clary gets off a boomer up into the lights. Field at the 45-yard line, straight ahead across the Evergreens logo. Good return inside the 45-yard line and dropped near the 43, Silas Weber. But only 39 seconds left. No timeouts left for DC Everest, trailing 35-14.
Wow, I'm still just trying to take it in. What a great ball game for Chai High. I'm so happy for them, so proud of this club to come out and play. Just from the very get-go, they got off this bus and they were ready to play this football game. Played so well. So good complimentary football offense and defense. No turnovers. Very limited on the penalties. It was DC Everest that was committing the turnovers and the penalties.
It almost seemed like the homecoming hype got to the home team, and Chai High remained cool, calm, and collected. 35-14, Rohde. Back to pass, dumps off a screen pass left side, ends in Roth, evading one tackler inside the 35-yard line, still running hard inside the 30. Clock will stop temporarily at 29 seconds left. They've run that screen play effectively.
Yep. Yep, that's worked for them. And you don't want to give up a garbage touchdown here. Dane Krista.
They've been shutting out the Evergreens in the second half. 20 seconds left. Rohde back to pass again. Rohde wide open in the pocket. Rainbows deep down the left sideline. Looking back corner. Everest caught but forced out of bounds. Xavier Edwards climbed the ladder for that one. But well done by Chai High forcing him out.
Exactly. That's a great job of the defensive back to use the boundary as an extra defender. Nice catch by the receiver but pushed him out so he could not get a foot down in.
Just 11 seconds left. Rohde's showing off the arm strength that time, though. The sophomore, they've got a lot of potential here at the quarterback position here at DC Everest with another couple years of Rohde and, of course, the growth remaining in this season as well. Trips to the left, single receiver Edwards to the right with 11 seconds left, trailing by 21. Rohde, the lefty, rolling out to his left, looking left the whole time, drops it off at the sideline, toe-tap catch with 5 seconds left, still about 5 yards shy of the stick.
Third down,
but probably the last play of the game. With a 21-point lead for Chippewa Falls. Not getting a shutout tonight, but trying to pitch a second-half shutout. We'll see how this final play goes down. Trips to the right. Enzenroth to the left of Rohde. Takes a low snap. Rohde flares down the left sideline. Jump ball knocked out of bounds as the clock expires. We hit triple zeros and a dominant second-half performance from your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. The final score, Chai High 35, DC Everest 14. The Cardinals move to 3-4 on the season. Everest falls to 4-3, and Chai High, a very strong performance, starting a winning streak, 2-0. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Please don't go away. PostGlassandMirror.com, by the way. Stay right here with us as we're looking forward to that conversation on the field with Allen and head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll have your stats, highlights, and more. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes. WOGO Sports, Chai High victorious on the road.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bitter, 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 bitter.
Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. A confident, dare I say, dominant performance from Chippewa Falls as we go down to the field with Alan Dunham and head coach Chuck Rakovich shortly here on our WOGO Sports postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. All right, Alan Dunham on the field. Down to you, Alan.
Okay, we're good to go. Hey, with Coach Rakovich here, the post-game, post-glass interview, and I just want to ask you, hey, big win. I know you said in the pregame that you were excited, you were ready for this game. What made you confident about this game?
We had a great week of practice. Unbelievable, and that's what it takes. Yep. You know, we lost four games to four very good football teams, and we had our chances in those games. Young team, we're growing, and every week we get a little bit better, and that's a sign of a good team that can keep improving even when the Ducks are down for you. You know what I mean? I mean, we're 1-4, and a lot of teams would have quit. These guys never quit. Yep. They came to work every day.
I've been 14, this is my 14th season of being in Chippewa Falls, and I know your team's They don't quit, and you keep getting better throughout the season. No turnovers tonight.
We got a bunch, didn't we? That was awesome. Well, I love it.
Okay, at the very end of the third quarter, still two touchdown game. You get back to punt. You have the muff punt, and they get the ball at the 27-yard line. What were you thinking at that point?
Well, what are we going to do if they score? That's what I was thinking. You know, in the course of a game, your thought process changes instantly. It isn't, you can't look ahead too far because too many things happen in between that you have to change your mind. So it's a constant flow of thought processes. That's what's going on in the headsets, too. Constant communication, this, that, if this, then that, etc.
And then beginning of the fourth quarter, I think it was about you had a fourth and two on your side of the 50, and you guys decide to go for it and then run the clock. Kind of what was the gamble there?
We knew we were going to get it.
Okay.
There's no gamble.
Because after that, then Zenner pops a long run, and you get down to the goal, you know, near the goal line and get the score again.
Right. There is no doubt. Yeah. You know, when the offensive line comes off the field and they get smiles on their face, and you can tell that they're hungry, you can tell that they're in a feeding frenzy, you cut them loose. You don't punt on that situation. Yeah. You gotta treat the big boys.
I appreciate that you have confidence in your team. That one thing I just want to ask, too, is that you start with double wing, double tight, but then you went to more of a spread formation or one back with using some jet sweep action. What does that do differently for your lineman? Because it seemed like that created more room than the double wing, double tight.
That's kind of a trade secret. You know, it's a trade secret. But we ran about five different formations. But to tell you the truth, the line, nothing changes for them.
Okay. Hey, congratulations, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way.
Well, thank you, Coach.
All right, take care.
See ya.
Alan Dunham with victorious Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and on YouTube. We'll take another break and be back right after this on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We're back right after this on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Winning, a rush of exhilaration. Winning, the triumph of victory. Winning, bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll still get you our highlights, but first, our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. We were talking about this off the air, and couple players in the secondary stood out, and Jalen Smith and Owen Munson, and we're thinking maybe Owen Munson for that phenomenal pick that, unfortunately, I missed the call on that. Thought maybe it was just incomplete or maybe even caught, but Munson made just a phenomenal drive-stopping play there on the far sideline, and it really, again, help change momentum. The entire defense, really, yeah. on what could have been a quick change situation, up 14, The ball squirts through Colin Clary's hands, a little bit of a special teams miscue there, and golden opportunity to get back within one score for Everest. And instead, the defense and Everest themselves kind of push themselves back with penalties and again, second half defining plays there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Munson not only on that interception, but really good defense against a talented wide receiver, keeping everything in front of them. And this is the thing, that when you look at the two drives that they scored on, they were long plays, 13 yards, or 13 plays, 15 plays. They made DeSavers work for everything. Very few plays over 10 yards. That, at the beginning of the season, Chi-High defense was giving up big chunks of yardage. Now they're making them earn it. And tonight, a team like DC Everest, they had those two good drives, but they self-destructed on so many other drives, they just couldn't keep it together. So just a really outstanding effort and good game plan by the coaching staff, and everybody was ready to play.
Anything stick out at you in particular with the stats here tonight?
Well, just a couple things. So Schultz, I have him down for 6 carries for 109 yards. Of course, he had that one really big run and one TD. Smith with 9 for 83 rushing and 2 TDs. One catch, of course, that pop pass for 35 yards and a TD. And then Benke with 13 for 51 is what I have him down for. And I know, if we do some check stats here, but that's what I've got for those running backs. And just a really good job. You heard Coach Rakovich say just how much the line was blocking so well and really making some good holes, but they stayed after it. They stayed with it, and those big runs made such a big difference.
It really was a phenomenal performance here tonight for Chippewa Falls. 2 in a row, starting a winning streak here, and again, remaining playoff eligible, or at least on the road to playoff eligibility, I guess would be the best way to put that, too, with a couple games remaining. You've got Hudson next week. You've got your rival Menominee at the end of the season, yeah, too, and again, 2 more victories guarantees you a spot in the playoffs. 1 more certainly gives you a shot, but they're getting the momentum rolling here and going back home next week against a powerful Raiders team that was drubbing Superior at last check, and it looks like River Falls is going to knock off Rice Lake tonight, barring something crazy at the end of that one. And so Hudson still playing with a conference title in mind. That's going to be a test of all tests for Chi-High next week.
Yeah, but you just think about it. You're in your 7th game. Your record is 2-4 coming into this. You got 3 really hard tight teams ahead of you, and it's easy for a young team to say, you know what, let's just pack it in. I'm getting tired. It was a hot week. But no, just the opposite. I mean, it says a lot about the coaching staff. It says a lot about the program. It says a lot about these kids to say, no, we're coming out in this road game. We're going to put together our very best game offensively, defensively. 35-14 to come out with a victory like this. It's a huge shot in the arm. I can't tell you how excited these guys are out on this field and the coaching staff, and I'm looking forward to driving them home, and I'm sure that bus is going to be loud.
Well, Alan, again, we say someone who does everything but drive the bus, you do drive the bus again. And being our sideline reporter and now up here in the booth, or I guess at the broadcast table, and driving the bus as well too, thanks so much for being part of the broadcast here. And this one was certainly a lot of fun, and again, with all due respect to our hosts, it's great for Chi-High to come in and spoil someone's homecoming tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of saying that ahead of the game to some of the guys as they're getting off the bus, say, hey, you know, there's a little something to it when you come and play at somebody else's homecoming. And I guess it's the 3rd game in a row that's been the homecoming for the team that we've played, and so including ours. And so this is the one that we won these last 2. But what a reward for the fans that drove out here, the 90 miles or whatever it is to get to DC Everest, and they got to see a real great game for the Cardinals.
We'll finish up the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. In 2 minutes, we'll give you those second half highlights. Chi-High 35-14 wins it over DC Everest and moves their record to 3-4. We're back right after this on WOGO Sports, back in 2 minutes.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Finishing up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson with you. Alan Dunham saying so long as he goes off to drive the bus. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your second half highlights on WOGO Sports sounded like this. He's proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The defense is back on their heels a little bit. It's Colin Clary, Aussie-style kick, fielded at the 25-yard line. It's loose. Chai High diving on it at the 32-yard line. Third and two. Chippewa Falls from the 14 of D.C. Everest. Clock under 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight. Weiler, the senior under center. Jalen Smith again. He's got a good block from Weiler. Turning the corner of the 10-yard line. Taps the brakes. Puts the shoulder down inside the 5-yard line. Jalen Smith makes it first and goal. Chippewa Falls.
I love what the offense is doing. They're
2-yard line. Chai High trying to punch it in. That familiar double wing, double tight formation. Weiler under center. Feed the beast. Lead block. Jalen Smith behind is blocking into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Shot.
And Carson.
28-14. Cards up two scores. Just over a minute to go in the third quarter, so still plenty of time in this one. Everest put up 39 points last week against Eau Claire North. Pop pass over the middle, popped in the air, and it's intercepted by Jalen Smith. Smith picks it off at the 40-yard line. Flag flies at the end of the play, but
I don't want to take away that.
Victoria's head coach Chuck Rakovich. Update from Rice Lake. River Falls has retaken the lead in that seesaw affair, 27-20. Battling for first in the BRC. Chai High first and goal from the 4. Talon Schiltz getting the carry right side. Talon darts to the pylon, leaps a defender. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Talon Schiltz puts Chai High up 3 scores. And that's how it sounded here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We thank Post Glass and all of the fine sponsors making this broadcast possible. Our dual broadcast tonight, Chai High and McDonald, both on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. And looking forward to more great action to come next week. Chai High will be at home Friday night against Hudson. Hudson, presumably after drubbing Superior tonight, playing for first place in the Big Rivers Conferences. They will move into a tie with Rice Lake if that score holds, as Rice Lake was down 33-28 to River Falls, and the Wildcats had taken over deep in Warriors territory late going in that game. But we'll see how everything shakes out in the Big Rivers in the final two games down the stretch. Chai High now 3-4 on the season. DC Everest leaders in the Wisconsin Valley Conference coming in. Their four-game winning streak snapped. They are now 4-3. And we'll look forward to volleyball next week as well. River Falls, again, the final 40-20 over Rice Lake. So the Warriors do suffer their first loss of the season. So now multiple teams tied with just one loss atop the Big Rivers Conference. It should be a fight all the way to the finish, as it always is in the BRC. Looking ahead to volleyball action here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Tuesday night. I'll be joined by Katie Ruff as we'll be on the courts in Fall Creek, undefeated in conference play. Chippewa Falls McDonough, the number one ranked team in the state in Division Four, will be on the road at Fall Creek. Big Western Cloverbelt Conference volleyball match. Looking forward to that one. And then Coach Luke Heidke-Starks and his Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals, who just picked up a big victory last night against Eau Claire North in straight sets, they will be on the road at Menominee on Thursday night. Also on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. And as we mentioned, Chi High football Friday night here on the radio and on the WOGO Sports Live video stream as well. Thank you so much to our intrepid audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Mr. Colin Nichols, and Gavin Bovey back at the... Well, actually, he's not back. He's just off to my left. I'm so used to Gavin being back at the home base in Halley, as we say. But Gavin is just off to my left as our on-site video producer as we split equipment and split teams to have that simultaneous video stream for Chi High and McDonald here tonight. For our post-glass post-game show, a final reminder that for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, you can call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. For Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Stephen Hagen Field, Steam Stadium in Schofield, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals 35, the DC Everest Evergreens 14. Good night, and thank you for listening to Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Czech Law Firm. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.